This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show. Here we go. The 15-minute morning show podcast starts right now. Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
Hi. Come say hi. Come say hi. We have a special guest. Come here. You have to come in the Zoom room. No, no, no! Come in the Zoom room.
Hey, now. That's a different type of podcast. Hello.
Hello.
If you know how to do that, let me know.
So Alex is our special guest on the 15-minute morning show podcast today.
Very nice.
There he goes.
Okay. I like that.
So in the room we have. Oh God! What?
He broke the box.
Wow. First time.
You're not supposed to sit on it. Bring the chair over. There's Skiri, and there's Gandhi, and Danielle,
hello,
and Garrett, and Froggy, fresh from the Super Bowl. There's Scotty B, straight Nate, and there's Brody in the den. And there you go.
Brody in the den.
And here's Alex Carr.
Hello, Alex.
Who got me drunk last night during the Super Bowl.
See, now you say he got you drunk. But Alex is saying that you basically asked for it.
He does. He always blames me, but he asked for it. And that's what you got.
Please. Anyway, so yeah, we had a little too much tequila last night.
At least you're home, so you know, whatever.
I almost didn't do the show today. I'm like, because I... He slipped me a pill last night.
Oh my gosh!
Taking pills.
No.
Cosby over here.
Let me tell you something. Scary tried to get you to take this day off. So if you had called in this morning, I could just imagine Scary's face that he had come in.
Weeks ago, I stuck my head into the lion's mouth on the air, and you all chewed me and spit me out. I got yelled at.
Elvis, you asked a question this morning. You wonder what Tom Brady was doing today. I just see here. He had to sleep in his daughter's bed last night because five nephews and nieces were at his house. Said he only got 2 hours of sleep. I'm sorry. If you win the Super Bowl, you deserve your own bed, more sleep, and I would think you would have sex with his wife after winning the Super Bowl. But none of that.
Shut up, you're tired. No. I told you, she's so over it. She's like, oh, you won again? Yeah, fantastic. Good night. She's like...
All right. Well, so here we are. We survived the friggin' Super Bowl. Of course, you know, Froggy is still high as a kite.
I got my championship T-shirt on. Yes, sir.
There you go. So what are we hearing now about the Buccaneers? They're saying it's offensive.
Washington Post made an article yesterday that said we should not be celebrating the Buccaneers because they're pirates, and pirates pillaged and murdered people, and therefore we are complimenting and celebrating murderers and pillagers. And so the Bucks should change their mascot and their name because it's offensive.
Well, okay. Mm. You know, you're going to find someone offended at almost anything you name a team. You should hear what Straight Nate's high school football team was called. Oh. The least offensive name ever. Tell them.
It was, okay. It was the Lakers, because I went to Mercyhurst Prep. It was the Lakers, but not the Lakers like Los Angeles Lakers. Our mascot was a sailboat.
Oh,
really?
That's a scary mascot.
Like, how lame. Like, we have a boat go on the field? No, it's just so lame.
There was like a sailboat costume that someone
wore? No, we didn't even have that because everybody even realized it'd be stupid to have somebody dressed as a sailboat.
I would want to play the sailboats every week.
We were the Lakers, all right? But
did you have a mascot in Staten Island?
We were the Falcon.
Oh.
That's what I was. I was the Flanagan Falcon.
We were the Lions.
I was the Lion, too. That's a good one.
Lion's good.
We were Eagles. Then it changed to Hawks.
Oh. The Eagles and the Hawks?
Yeah.
We were the Vikings. I'm sure that's offensive somewhere.
Yeah. Might be right up there with the Pirate.
Yeah. Why did they change it from the Eagles to the Hawks?
Oh, well, they merged two schools together. It was the Gulls and the Eagles, and they compromised on the Hawks for, you know, together. I guess if a gull and an eagle get together, it's a hawk.
Yeah. And Brody, did you have a team?
No, Scary and I went to schools for gifted and talented people, which meant you didn't play sports. So we didn't have mascots. We didn't have teams.
We had a chess team. And there were no math in the world. Oh,
wow. We had a math team and a chess team.
Oh. I went. What were your gifts and talents? Just asking for a friend.
Yeah. And what happened to those?
Well, I was in drama and creative writing in middle school. This is Mark Twain Junior High School. Talking about that one.
And I was a music talent and math team.
A music talent?
Oh, wow. What was your instrument?
Yeah.
I played the cello.
Oh, you really? Mm-hmm. How have you never played the cello for us?
I'll tell you how impressive playing the cello is. I've told people I work with 100 times, and every time I tell them, they go, "You played the cello?"
I've never heard this.
That's how unimpressive it is.
We should have a game. What song is this?
Yes.
Do you play the cello?
Brody, recreate the hits.
Do you still have a cello?
No. It was the school's cello. I don't have
it. I'm going to send you a cello.
Yes. Yes.
I used to drive a Porsche.
Hey, Elvis. No. What? You remember when you bought the baritone and you would play it occasionally?
That
day you got angry and you threw it on the floor.
That day.
Yes. You threw a baritone.
And the horn part got flattened to about that big.
It totally bent the bell.
Oh, no. You should play the hits on that.
Why are you laughing at me?
Every time we tell a story, and it brings up all the memories.
It's like the microwave. That's like the microwave somebody put spaghetti in, and it exploded.
Oh, Alex,
I don't blame him for that, though. Guys.
Yeah. Alex doesn't know this side of me. Stop telling these stories.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Alex, I've never seen you get mad and throw stuff.
I threw a microwave oven.
Yeah, it's in the closet.
No, the scene of the microwave oven, the best was to be in the hallway because Elvis's office was on one side and our other office was across the hall. All you saw if you were walking was a microwave flying across the hallway.
Okay. But I love that.
You know what? He told everyone, he said, I'm tired of this microwave being disgusting. I'm buying my own. Do not use it. He said, do not use it.
It's
and
in
then
my office.
Some dumbass went in his office.
Scary.
Not
scary.
Only used
scary.
It, but got
it
sauce
scary.
Everywhere.
Meatballs.
Scary. Yeah. I put went into my private, yep. my private office, opened
I don't blame
up my private microwave oven,
yep.
and splattered spaghetti sauce.
And he
all
left
over
it.
The-
he no just way. Left it.
And it was a white. It was a white microwave. It was a white microwave painted red after the meatballs were in it.
So anyway, so you know I threw it across the hallway into their office. Like, scrub it, fuck it.
Now we got like a microwave a from that deal.
Elvis, either Scary uses your equipment or he takes it home without you.
I know.
Looking.
Yeah. So yeah, yeah, you're either stealing my equipment. Anyway, so that's the side of me you don't know.
Oh, I know it.
Wait, Alex, can you? He can hear us, right?
Yeah.
Alex, what's the craziest thing you've seen Elvis throw, and
oh,
why?
Shit.
He threw it.
No, he's never. He saw me ripping pages out of a book once. I was like, yeah.
Just say a party. Back yourself out of that parking spot. A party.
Don't help.
Oh my gosh.
So Scotty, right now is.
What? I'm sorry. What?
I haven't seen you throw anything.
No. The day is young.
Who's got the worst temper? You or Alex?
He does.
Yeah, that Italian temper.
Wait, Elvis now making its way onto the set. Here comes
what?
Nate.
What?
Everybody look
we
at Nate.
We went and got your baritone. Look at the horn.
To be fair.
Oh my God.
To be fair.
It was broken.
Those
it
are
was...
easily bendable.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Sure.
Because I remember this part fell out. You're like, that's never worked.
Was that what set him off? Why did the horn get thrown? Because it was already broken?
What do you call this thing?
That's a mouthpiece.
The reed?
Okay,
mouthpiece?
The mouthpiece fell out. You're like, that fucking thing never worked. And then you threw it on the
ground. I got my temper from my dad.
That's
you remember the day?
Don't put your mouth on it.
There's obviously much less damage here, but one day we were in Miami, and I'm across the board from him. I'm doing something on the control board, and I'm trying
not,
to do. I'm
you're
looking
not
down.
Attention.
I'm doing something. He's trying to get my attention while he's talking, and he can't say my name, so he's waving his arms. So I don't see him. So he takes a stack of like 50 or 60 papers. He just throws them in the air, and it's raining paper for like an hour. And he's like,
it's like paper falling.
He's like, God damn it, pay attention to me. I'm like, what? What do you want?
We were on the air. I couldn't call
oh
your
my
name.
God.
Are we telling Elvis Throw stories?
Are we really? Is this pick
okay.
on Elvis Day?
How so, dare you? How dare all of
one,
you?
Very similar Froggy story. One morning we had just ordered breakfast, which, you know, we order lunch foods for breakfast.
Yes.
And I was looking at, I think an artist was setting up to perform. And Elvis needed my attention, and he was waving his. He couldn't get my attention, so he picked up a mozzarella stick and hit me with it.
What a waste of a mozzarella stick!
I know.
Oh, no, I caught it.
Oh, he ate it.
Oh, yeah, nice.
He ate it.
Do you know what I miss most about the studio of not being there? The inflatable, the inflatable tube guy that we used to turn on out of nowhere, and he would flap his wings.
He's still here.
He's there.
Scotty turned him on the other day.
Oh, Scotty, turn him on. Turn him on.
Remember when crazy in the studio?
We have great video online of Jimmy Fallon in the studio, and we turned that on, and it's so funny. I can't. It's so amazing. If you get a chance, you should go back and watch that.
Do we still have that video?
Yeah.
Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man.
Yeah. Yes. Here he goes. Here he comes.
Plug it in, Scotty.
And I know your papers go everywhere.
I know. It totally destroys the studio.
It's awesome.
Do you see how orderly those cereal boxes are back there?
Yeah, forget it.
Say goodbye.
He just cleaned the studio.
Yay!
Oh my God.
The buttons. Watch the buttons.
I hope you're watching this podcast.
Oh my God.
He's my favorite.
Do you like that we have one of those on demand?
Do you remember the time when Greg T used to work with us and you said, oh, we want to do some inflatables for the holiday season? And he brought in all the inflatables and inflated them in the studio.
Yes.
And none of us could move and we couldn't walk.
We couldn't leave.
It was awesome.
Do you remember the fried shrimp day?
Which one?
When you were craving fried shrimp at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh yeah.
So you threw this fit. You're like, I'm not doing this show until I get fried shrimp. And then we had to send Greg T out in a monsoon. He's wearing a trash bag as a poncho.
I got my fried shrimp.
Yeah.
That's the important part.
This is a chapter in the new book. You need to throw something.
Yeah.
I know.
Yes.
Wow. How much time do we have, Frog?
3 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. God.
Froggy, Frog, are you going straight to sleep?
No. So this is what happened. So my wife, we usually take our puppies to be groomed. And she was going to do it over the weekend, but they couldn't go. They didn't have any room. So she scheduled them today at 1 o'clock. Oh, I'm like, God. I was going to be sleeping at 1 o'clock.
No, you got to go to sleep. Take them another day.
Yeah, no, they'll
be okay.
No, they need to go. One dog looks like Groucho Marx and he can barely see. It's like he needs to go.
I like that.
We had that. We took ours to the groomer this past weekend.
Yeah, he needs to go.
Where are my puppies?
Hey, Frog, did you get to know the cardboard cutouts next to you guys?
No, we tried to steal Bernie Sanders' cardboard cutout that was one row behind us and over some, but the guy yelled at us and told us to put it back.
Aw.
Well, what are they going to do with it?
Aw, Maxie.
Right, that's what I said.
Hi, little pup.
Hi, Maxie.
Max to me looks like, well, both of them, their faces, the way that they have their mustaches trimmed, they look like old kung fu masters.
Yes.
They are.
I really like it. Yeah.
What are we doing today? Oh, let me see if I can pick this one up. He's so heavy.
Yeah, this slip is a disc. Don't slip a disc.
This is the chooch right here. Wow, the look at his little
kung fu mustache.
He's so heavy. So, this is why you should watch this podcast, because right now, if you're listening, you don't see me picking up the dogs. What are we doing today? Let's go to brunch. We're going to make snow angels. All right, well, this has been the most boring podcast ever. Bye.
No, I loved it.
Bye. This is a good one. This is a good one.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.